But now let's get into Hebrews chapter 11.
Pero ahora vamos a estar en Hebreos.
I want us to begin reading with verse 1, and we're going to read all the way through verse 6.
Vamos a empezar desde el versículo 1 hasta el 6.
And it says this.
Así dice.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Ahora bien, la fe es la garantía de lo que se espera. La certeza de lo que no se ve.
For by it, the men of old obtained a good report.
Gracias a ella fueron aprobados los antiguos.
By faith, we understand that the universe was framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made out of things which are visible.
Por la fe, entendemos que el universo fue formado por la palabra de Dios, de modo que si... De modo que lo visible no provino de lo que no se ve, de lo que se ve.
Then let's skip to verse 5.
Nos vamos a brincar al verso 5.
By faith Enoch was taken to heaven so that he would not see death. He was not found because God took him away. For before he was taken, he had this commendation or testimony that he pleased God.
Por la fe, Enoch fue sacado de este mundo sin experimentar la muerte. No se fue hallando, no fue hallado porque Dios se lo llevó, pero antes de ser llevado recibió testimonio de haber agradado a Dios.
And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
En realidad, sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios, ya que cualquiera que se acerca a Dios tiene que creer que él existe y que recompensa a quienes lo buscan.
And I want to speak with you this morning about rewarding faith.
Y lo que le quiero hablar hoy en este día es de recompensas de la fe.
Rewarding faith.
De recompensar de la fe.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you would help me to say your word with your heart. I pray, Lord, that you'd encourage our faith this morning. I thank you, Lord, for what has been evidenced through Isaiah, Lord, this morning. I thank you for the work you're doing in his heart. Continue it. And I pray that, Lord, you would just use this word to encourage. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The book of Hebrews chapter 11.
El libro de Hebreos en capítulo 11.
This chapter is known as the chapter of faith.
Este capítulo es, se conoce como el capítulo de la fe.
And it starts off with a description of faith.
Y empieza con la descripción de la fe.
And it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Y dice que la fe es el sustento de algo que se espera.
And it's also the evidence of things not seen.
Y también dice que es la evidencia de las cosas que no se ven.
Faith has an element within it.
La fe tiene un elemento en ella
that you don't always see.
Pero todo el tiempo miras.
We believe that God exists.
Creemos que Dios existe.
But most of us in this room have never seen God.
Pero la mayoría de nosotros nunca lo hemos visto.
It takes faith to believe God exists.
Se toma fe en creer que Dios existe.
And it's through faith that we receive a good report, the scripture says. It's by faith, verse 3 says, that we understand that the universe was framed by the word of God. So that the things that are seen were not made out of things that are visible.
De modo que lo que es visible no vino de lo que se ve.
God calls those things that are not as though they were.
Dios habla de las cosas que no se ven como si estuvieran ahí.
God created the universe and all the worlds out of nothing.
Dios creó el universo y todos los planetas.
Were created out of nothing.
Fueron creadas de la nada.
Think about it.
Piénsenlo.
But his signature is all around the world.
Pero su firma está escrita en todo el universo.
You don't have to look too hard to know God created it all.
No tienes que buscar muy duro para saber que Dios hizo todo.
There are doubters in the world.
Hay muchos que no creen en estas cosas.
There are those that say God does not exist. That there is no God. And the scripture calls those fools. But it takes faith to know that God created everything. I want to read you a quick story. And it's a good story about God's existence. There was a man that went to a barber shop. And he went there to have his hair cut and his beard trimmed. And as he began to work on his head, they began to have a conversation. How many of you have been at the barber shop and a conversation happens? They talked about so many things and various subjects. And when eventually they touched on the subject of God, the barber said, "I don't believe that God exists." And so the customer said, "Why do you say that?" And he says, "Well, you just have to go out in the street to realize God doesn't exist." Tell me, if God exists, would there be so many sick people? Would there be abandoned children? If God exists, there would be neither suffering nor pain.
Si Dios existiera, no hubiera dolor ni sufrimiento.
I can't imagine a loving God who would allow all of these things.
No me puedo imaginar un Dios amoroso cuando estoy mirando todo esto.
The customer thought about this for a moment.
Y el señor que le estaban cortando el pelo se empezó a pensar.
But he didn't respond because he didn't want to start an argument.
Pero no quiso responder porque no quiso empezar un argumento.
And so the barber finished the job of cutting his hair.
Y el peluquero acabó de cortar el pelo.
And the customer left the shop.
Y el señor se fue de la peluquería.
So after he left the barber shop, he saw a man in the street with long, stringy, dirty hair and an untrimmed beard. He looked dirty and unkempt. And so the customer went back into the barber shop. And he said to the barber, "You know what? Barbers do not exist." He says, "How can you say that?" "I'm here. I'm a barber. And I just worked on you."
Yo estoy aquí. Yo soy un peluquero y te acabo de cortar el pelo.
No, the customer explained.
No, le dijo el señor.
Barbers don't exist, because if they did, there would be no people with dirty, long hair and untrimmed beards like that man outside.
Y el señor le contestó, no, no existen, porque si existieran, no hubiera gente afuera con pelo largo, cochinos, sin poder, sin estar ser cuidados.
Brother Pedro does a good job, doesn't he? He's doing a good job. Good, you're doing good. He says, ah, but barbers do exist, answered the barber.
Y entonces el barbero le contestó, ah, pero sí existen los barberos.
He says, what happens is people do not come to me.
Lo que pasa es que esa gente no vienen a mí.
He said, exactly.
El otro señor le contestó, exactamente.
That's the point, the customer said.
Eso es lo que le digo, ese es el punto.
God too does exist.
Dios también existe.
What happens is people don't go to him and don't look for him.
Lo que pasa es que la gente no va a Dios y no lo busca.
That's why there's so much pain and suffering in the world.
Por eso hay mucho dolor y sufrimiento en el mundo.
God exists.
Dios existe.
And it takes faith to believe in God.
Se toma la fe para creer en el Señor.
But I want to talk to you today about rewarding faith.
Pero quiero hablarles ahora de,
rewarding.
Recompensa de la fe.
Amen. The Hebrew writer begins to illustrate rewarding faith.
El escritor de los Hebreos empezó a hablar de la recompensa de la fe.
And he uses Enoch as an example.
Y usó a Enoch, por ejemplo.
In Genesis chapter 5, we read about Enoch.
In Genesis capítulo 5, hablamos de Enoch.
There's only about 3 or 4 verses devoted to Enoch's life.
Hay solamente 3 o 4 versículos que hablan de Enoch.
Enoch had a testimony, the scripture says.
Enoch tenía un testimonio, dice la escritura.
And that testimony was that he pleased God.
Y ese testimonio era de que él había complacido al Señor.
There was something that Enoch had that caused the Lord to be pleased.
Tenía algo que complacía al Señor.
And I'm here to tell you it was his faith.
Y aquí estoy para decirles que eso era la fe.
In Genesis chapter 5,
en Génesis, capítulo 5,
verse 22.
Versículo 22.
You don't have to turn there, but you can if you'd like. It says that Enoch walked with God.
Ahí dice que Enoch caminó con el Señor.
This is an amazing statement in the scripture.
Esto es una palabra que es, o sea, no sé
si es. It's an amazing verse.
Es una una palabra asombrosa.
Amen. Enoch didn't have a Bible.
Enoch no tenía una Biblia.
Enoch didn't have a church.
Enoch no tenía una iglesia.
But Enoch had come into a relationship with Almighty God.
Pero él tuvo una relación con el Señor.
The scripture says he walked with him.
La escritura dice que él caminó con el Señor.
He spent time with God. And verse 24 says, Enoch walked with God. And it says, and then he was no more because God took him. Enoch had such a relationship with God that he was walking with him. This walk with God was so intimate.
Esta relación era muy íntima.
It was so real.
Era muy verdadera.
That the scripture says he pleased God.
Que la escritura dice que él, complació al Señor.
And can you imagine God was so pleased with Enoch?
Se pueden imaginar que el Señor estaba bien complacido con Enoch.
That God said, come up here and walk with me up yonder.
Enoch
is still walking with God today.
Enoch sigue caminando con el Señor.
He still has the same body that he had back then.
Él todavía tiene el mismo cuerpo que tenía en aquel entonces.
For he never has died a physical death.
Porque él nunca murió una muerte física.
What an amazing testimony Enoch had.
Qué maravilloso testimonio Enoch tiene.
Maybe I should say Enoch has. Amen.
Amen.
But it says Enoch was taken to heaven, verse 5 of Hebrews 11. He didn't even taste death.
Él no probó la muerte.
He wasn't found because God took him away.
Su cuerpo no fue encontrado porque Dios se lo llevó.
But the scripture says before he was taken. He had a testimony. A testimony people knew about Enoch. And that testimony was that he pleased God. Well, what was it that pleased God? Was it Enoch's looks? The way he dressed?
La forma en que vestía.
It's not those things.
No son esas cosas.
He had a relationship with God.
Una relación con Dios.
And this relationship with God was something that he had for years.
Y esta relación con el Señor es algo que tenía por años.
He lived for 365 years.
Él vivió por 365 años.
And he walked with God.
Y él caminó con el Señor.
Through many of those years.
I'm
here to tell you that you can have that same kind of faith. Enoch, like I said before, didn't have a Bible. But I'm here to tell you, you can walk with God the exact same way today. It's even more possible for you to have that kind of walk today.
Es más posible que tú puedas tener ese, caminar con el Señor.
Are you serious, Pastor?
¿Estás en serio, Pastor?
Are you for reals?
¿Eres real?
Yes.
Sí.
You see, we have the cross. When Jesus died on that cross, he died to take away all of our sin. So that today in Christ, we can have an open door into God's presence. Everything that would hinder you and me from having a relationship with God has been removed through the cross of Calvary. You are no longer a sinner, you are a saint in Christ. And so you and I can have a living relationship with God today. And this relationship with God is going to develop a rewarding faith.
Una recompensa.
Amen. Look at verse 6.
Vamos a mirar el verso 6.
It says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God.
En realidad, sin fe, es imposible agradar a Dios.
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Que cualquiera que se acerca a Dios tiene que creer que Él existe y que recompensará a quienes lo buscan.
The faith that pleases God,
la fe que complace al Señor,
is a faith that believes that He exists.
Es la fe de creer que Él existe.
But it's also a faith that will be rewarded. It's not enough just to acknowledge the existence of God.
Dios existe.
But it's a faith that is going to develop a relationship with God.
Pero es una fe que va a empezar y hacer una relación con el Señor.
He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Él es un recompensador de todos aquellos que lo buscan.
He wants to answer your prayers.
Él quiere contestar tus oraciones.
He wants to show Himself real to you. He wants to become so real in your heart that you will have a testimony just like Enoch had. Just like Enoch had. That you will have a testimony that you are pleasing God. And God will do that by rewarding your faith. Jesus said it this way.
Jesucristo lo dijo de esta
manera. My Father is glorified.
Mi padre ha sido glorificado.
When you bear much fruit.
Cuando tú des frutos.
God wants to make Himself known to you and through you.
Dios se quiere ser, se quiere, con, quiere que lo conozcan, por ti.
I remember when I first got saved. I learned that prayer is talking to God. I was raised in the Catholic Church as a young boy. I had memorized some prayers. And I used to repeat those prayers at the Catholic Church. They were memorized,
eran memorizadas,
but they weren't necessarily coming from the heart.
Pero no necesariamente salían del corazón.
And so I learned prayer is simply talking to God.
So él aprendió que oración era simplemente hablar con el Señor.
And so after I received Jesus as Lord and Savior,
después de que él aceptó al Señor como su Salvador,
I began to talk to God.
Él empezó a hablar con Dios.
I learned that God is my friend. And so I used to walk all over the place talking to God. And I didn't know about this relationship that could be had. But this relationship began to grow. And so I remember in times in my life where I would ask God for things. And He was rewarding my faith. I remember when I got water baptized. There in the Capuline church. They held baptisms in Hot Creek. Hot Creek. And I remember on that day for the baptisms, it was raining.
Y él recuerda que esa vez estaba lloviendo.
It was August the 29th.
Era agosto, día 29.
Just real misty and rainy.
Estaba, como se dice, nublado y cae lloviendo.
What a day to go get water baptized.
Y era un día que tenía que ir a bautizarse.
And when we were on our way to the place where we were going to have the baptisms, I began to talk to God. And I said, Lord, I don't want it to be raining when I get baptized. When I go in under the water, I want the sun to be shining, Lord. I still remember driving down the hill. And all the rain falling down. I remember when the first person went in to get baptized in the water, it was still raining. Then another person went in, still raining. And when they started coming out of the water, the rain started to slow down.
calmarse.
And as I began to walk into the river, the creek,
y cuando él empezó a meterse al agua,
all of a sudden, the rain had stopped and the clouds began to part.
De pronto, paró de llover, las nubes empezaron a abrir.
And so when my uncle Gil got me to throw me in the water,
y cuando su tío Gil lo acostó para meterlo al agua,
the sun came through the clouds.
El sol salió entre las nubes.
I got dunked in the water.
Se lo metieron al agua.
And I came out and it was still sunny.
Cuando él salió, estaba...
And then when I started walking out of the river,
y él cuando empezó a caminar fuera del agua,
the clouds just closed up again.
Las nubes empezaron a cerrar.
And then a few minutes later, it started sprinkling and raining again.
Y en unos minutos empezó a llover otra vez.
Don't think I was super holy or saintly when that happened.
No piense que era muy super santo cuando esto pasó.
I just had said a simple prayer to my Heavenly Father.
Él simplemente estaba haciendo una oración a su padre.
And I said, Lord, I want to be baptized with the sun shining on me. He answered my prayer. When you walk with God, amen. And as you walk with God, and you're talking to God, your relationship with Him is growing.
Tu relación con el Señor está creciendo.
There are going to be things that you will ask God for.
Va a haber muchas cosas que le vas a preguntar al Señor.
Your heart is right.
Tu corazón está bien.
And God is going to answer those prayers.
Y Dios va a contestar esas oraciones.
He's going to develop a testimony in your life.
Él va a construir un testimonio en tu vida.
He's going to strengthen your faith.
Él va a fortalecer tu fe.
So that there would be no one that could ever tell you God doesn't exist. Because you have experienced God.
Porque tú has experimentado a Dios.
God wants to make Himself known in your life.
Dios se quiere hacerse conocido en tu vida.
The faith that pleases God,
la fe que complace al Señor,
is a faith that will be rewarded.
Una fe que va a ser recompensada.
Because we're diligently seeking Him.
Porque lo estamos buscando.
When you seek God,
cuando buscas al Señor,
He's going to meet you.
Él te va a encontrar.
Isaiah kind of said it before, amen?
Isaías lo dijo hace ratito.
He will answer you.
Él te va a contestar.
And He's going to be glorified through your life. This is rewarding faith.
Esto es la recompensa de la fe.
It all revolves around a heartfelt, wholehearted relationship with God Almighty.
Todo está rodeado de la fe que tú tienes.
God does exist.
Dios existe.
And He wants to make Himself known.
Y quiere que lo conozca.
But He waits for you to open your heart and seek Him with all of it.
Pero él espera que tú lo busques con todo tu corazón.
It's like that barber said.
Es como ese, peluquero que decía.
They don't come to me for, I'm here, but they don't come to me for a haircut. It's the same with God.
Es lo mismo con el Señor.
He's there.
Él está ahí.
But He's waiting for you to seek Him.
Él está esperando que lo busque.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.